Good morning. We're studying abroad from the United States this semester, and we have a few questions about our tuition. Are we in the right place?
Yes, of course. This is the fees office. How may I assist you?
Well, it's sort of complicated. We normally pay tuition with student loan money, which gets directly deposited to our university. But in this case, the money was sent to us directly.
Yes, that's quite common for our international students who are only studying in England for one term.
So, are we allowed to make monthly payments on tuition, like throughout the term?
Yes, that's allowed. Let me give you an overview of how the process works. Fees are charged to each student. The fees cover registration, exam fees, lectures, and membership at the students' union.
What about room and board?
Are you staying in a university residence, or have you acquired a flat on your own?
We're both in university housing, but I'd like to move off campus, if possible.
I'm afraid it might be too late. You will have to check that out with the Student Accommodation Office. Advisors there can assist you with both on and off campus housing arrangements.
So, accommodation fees are separate from tuition?
Yes, you have to pay them separately. For students enrolled here full-time, fees are deducted before loan checks are disbursed. But your case is a bit different, so you will have to pay the fees separately on your own.
Is it possible to do that in installments?
Of course. Overseas students are asked to pay fees in either installments or in full at the beginning of the term. We do offer an early payment reward system. If you pay your fees in total between August 1st and October 1st, you will receive credit on your student account.
What do you mean, credit?
If you pay during the early payment period, then you receive a credit that amounts to 2% of what you paid for fees. Not as cash, though. Credit is deposited in the form of points to your student account, which can be used at our catering outlets on campus.
Is there a discount if I pay all of the tuition up front?
No, there is not. The fees will remain the same. The tuition fee for undergraduate non-EU students is £8,147.
So what about installments? How do I set that up?
Well, fees are paid in three installments. You will receive three separate invoices. The invoices are payable by either cheque, credit card or debit card, or bank transfer at your discretion. If you're using a bank card, you may make payments on our website. The first invoice is sent by October. You are required to make the first payment by the end of that month. Your last installment for the term can be paid no later than the 1st of May. If you'd like, you are eligible to make any additional payments before May. Our mailing address is listed online, but you may drop the check off in person if you choose to do so.
Is there a penalty for late payments? The reason I'm asking is because our loans are getting deposited to our accounts in three installments throughout the semester, so we don't have all of it yet.
Of course. I believe that is a federal regulation with US loans. We try to be flexible with our students. However, if payments are delinquent and you have not contacted the fees department, then sanctions are imposed on your status.
What are the sanctions? Do we lose credit for the course?
It depends on the situation. Sanctions may include anything from losing your library rights, deregistration from the university, a fine, or a withholding of your degree.
Sorry, this is sort of a random question, but I heard some other students talking about something called council tax. Do we need to pay that as well?
Ah, no. You are exempt from council tax unless you become a full-time, degree-seeking student at a British university. Since you're only studying here temporarily and your degree will not be issued from our institution, you don't need to bother about council tax.
Great. Thanks for all of your help.
Yeah, thank you. That helps a lot.
Not a problem. Please see our website if you have any other questions, or feel free to inquire via email.